Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Today is the day many in Wyoming have been waiting for as another phase of pandemic restrictions ease. The development comes with strong warnings from health officials that we haven't seen the last of the coronavirus and people will need to be vigilant in protecting themselves and others. Social distancing, hand washing, and other measures are still the words of the day, as there are now 543 confirmed cases in the state with 165 probable cases. 480 people have recovered from the virus and 7 Wyoming residents have died. These are the latest numbers across the state as bars and restaurants have the green light to begin indoor service and groups of up to 25 people will be allowed. Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks are set to reopen Monday with limited access and services, and other groups such as American Legion Baseball and the Cody Knight Rodeo make plans to return. A Casper man is accused of trying to run over a police officer with his pickup truck last month. Dennis Troy Howard is charged with a single count of felony interference with a police officer. He waived a preliminary hearing in Natrona County District Court on Tuesday. Police were called to the 100 block of North Washington Street roughly at 1 a.m. April 9th for an assault complaint. An officer saw Howard driving a gray Dodge pickup in an adjacent parking lot. According to the affidavit, the officer then turned on his emergency lights, got out of his vehicle, and called out to Howard to get out of his truck. Instead, Howard aimed his pickup at the officer. As he drove by, the officer reportedly punched Howard's door and yelled at him to stop once more. The vehicle continued onto the curb and drove off as a suitcase fell out of the bed. The woman who had called police said she and Howard had been arguing outside when he shoved her. He also stated to officers that she saw Howard drive right at the officer as he was telling him to stop. The affidavit is unclear on where or how Howard was arrested. He was not charged with assault, as the woman said she didn't have injuries and wasn't in pain. Felony interference with a police officer is punishable by up to 10 years behind bars. Howard has not yet entered a plea. He will do so during an upcoming arraignment in Natrona County District Court.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
A Jackson Hole Elementary school teacher pleaded no contest to misdemeanor domestic battery Wednesday morning in Teton County Circuit Court. Matthew Elliott, 36, took a plea deal offered by the Teton County Prosecutor's Office that amended his case from felony strangulation to domestic battery. In court Wednesday, Elliott offered an apology to his victim. Elliott is a third grade teacher at Coulter Elementary. He was arrested in January after a woman called to report an assault. The Teton County Sheriff's Office interviewed the accuser, who said Elliott became angry at her and lunged at her and grabbed her by the throat and choked her for approximately 15 seconds. Elliott's attorney said her client took an evaluation which indicated no signs of substance abuse problems. She said he is willing to be counseled. Teton County School District Number 1 confirmed that Elliott is still employed by the district. He was placed on a 30-day leave after his arrest. Elliott was placed on supervised probation and ordered to maintain a sober living environment and take a domestic violence intervention course.
Vandals set their sights on the Buffalo Bill Dam Visitor Center last week, tipping over vending machines and damaging a golf cart. The damage was discovered Monday, reports the Park County Sheriff's Office. It appears the vandals were attempting to push the golf cart into the canyon, but were thwarted by a steel cable. All of the property belongs to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and the case is being actively investigated by the Sheriff's Department. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.